USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Demolition of what's left of the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida could begin as soon as today. Recovery efforts were suspended yesterday ahead of Tropical Storm Elsa. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday, bringing the total of confirmed deaths to 24. 121 are missing or feared dead. The storm is forecast to reach southern Florida as early as Monday. The storm has claimed three lives in the Caribbean. According to the Associated Press, a 15-year-old boy and 75-year-old woman died Saturday in the Dominican Republic. Elsa strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane on Friday, the first of the Atlantic season. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on Saturday. President Biden says he's not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems. It's estimated that 200 companies have been compromised with ransomware. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A social media company is making a big policy change. Mike Fortier reports.
Pinterest announcing this week it will no longer post weight loss ads. The company says it wants Pinterest to be the place where everyone belongs, regardless of body shape or size. Pinterest, the first company to ban all weight loss ads on its platform, they encourage others to do the same. Ads promoting healthy lifestyles and habits or fitness services and products will still be allowed, though, provided they don't focus on weight loss. The National Eating Disorders Association applauds Pinterest, and it says it also hopes this encourages other companies to follow suit. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Elsa weakened into a tropical storm Saturday as it moved through the Caribbean. The storm has slowed down as it passes between Haiti and Jamaica and is expected to make a turn north on Sunday, eventually moving through central Cuba and towards Florida. Forecasters expect it to move near or over the west coast of the state on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court has ruled that an Amish group in Minnesota doesn't have to comply with county building codes. Wendy King has the details.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Trooper community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. Septic system would filter and treat so-called gray water, which is left over from use in bathing, cooking, and laundry. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. The community offered instead to install less sophisticated treatment systems that use wood chip-filled basins to filter the gray water. The county denied that as an option and threatened to declare their homes uninhabitable. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a new report says the fencing around the Capitol building could soon be taken down. The extra security fencing, erected after the January 6th riots, could be removed as early as next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.